I would like to ask, you don't have any doubt regarding how in a normal democracy you can get 93% in the election. You believe really that this should be the result if there are democracy. Maybe not, but I have a doubt regarding this result from the election. Why? You know that pre-election period was marred by political violence, including assassination of a journalist or of opposition member. You remember the assassination of the vice president of Green Party. And today, I was scared to hear that the minister said that he was killed by an accidental car. But everybody knows that his assassination was a political motive. And you know that some member of opposition are in prison today, like Mr. Ntaganda, the president of PC Imbonerakure. He was arrested the day he was planned to register his candidate, because his only political party of opposition was registered in Rwanda. You know that we have also one member, Marte, who is now in prison only because the police find in his car a T-shirt where he mentioned we need democracy, we need fair justice. And the police say, accused him that this T-shirt was there to trouble the security. You know that there's no independent newspaper, because all independent newspaper were banning, and some journalists who are now today in prison. With in this climate, how you can hold a free and a fair election? It is not possible.
The African Union observer group that came to monitor the poll, as well as other poll observers, said there was no evidence of voter intimidation and harassment during the campaigning ahead of the election, and that the election was peaceful. What do you say to this? Because it sharply contradicts what you were saying.
No, it is not true. But the violence, everybody knows the pre-election violence. Everybody knows that they are intimidation in the period of a campaign, where people were pressured by the police or military to go in the meeting of the President Kagame. And on the day of election, of course, I hear that the observer from Africa United said that there was no problem on the day of poll. But they have to remember that we had members in different area in Rwanda who confirm us the irregularity in the election, where the local authority asked people to stand up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go in the poll, to go to vote, where the authority asked the people to give the vote card where they stamp if you voted before that the people can vote for themselves. And I remember that the journalists of press agents, they confirmed that they have testimony regarding this irregularity anywhere where they were. If this observer, international observer, would not like to commit a diplomatic incident, but they saw it because they know it.
Now,
and you know today there is one organization, l'Organisation des Droits Humains dans la Région de Grand Lac, who confirmed that they are irregularity. It was one of organization. Why? The different observers have the different results regarding the election.
So what are you going to do to challenge this? Because obviously you are not pleased that President Paul Kagame was re-elected in Monday's presidential election. Are you going to go to court to challenge this?
Of course, our plan is to stay to trigger to put end to the dictatorial regime we have in our country and to set up the democracy based on the freedom of each and everyone in our society.
So what is your next move? What will your unregistered party do?
Of course, we will ask the authorization for registration of our political party, because we know that the regime of Kagame using the administration and the justice to bar the opposition to participate in the election. And I hope now that after election, they will ask that the opposition will be registered, because it is not our political party only, but we have also the Green Party, the party is not yet registered.
So what is your message to Rwandans?
The Rwandan people, I ask them to resist in peace. We have to resist against the dictatorial regime of Kagame. We will not accept again the injustice in our country. We have to trigger against the injustice. We have to trigger to achieve the democracy in our country, because everybody, also for people who support Kagame, they have to know that the stability without the democracy has no future. They have to know that the economy, they say that Kagame achieved in our country. First, they have to, regarding the economy, I would say something. They have to remember that this economy is the result of the loot of the resource in DRC, where 5 million people in Congo were killed to achieve this economy we have in Rwanda. Person don't have to forget it. And I ask Rwandan people that we have to work together to build our country in peace.